Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast today and greet you in that name which is above every name, the glorious, matchless name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The name of the Lord is a strong tower, Proverbs 18 and 10. What a powerful statement that is. Let's break that down. The name of the Lord, of course, that means to us as we hear that, strength and safety. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is safe. David spoke the words of this song to the Lord in the day that the Lord delivered him from the hand of all of his enemies. Verse 2 goes on to say, "The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my rock, in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold and my refuge, my Savior." That's 2 Samuel 22. Verses 2 and 3, praise God. So what does Savior mean? Well, it means one who saves, one that saves from danger or destruction. And a stronghold, a strong tower, means a fortified place, a place of security or survival. Refuge means shelter or protection from danger or distress. We certainly need that in the hour in which we are living. Amen. So many people are so fearful. If you don't have the Lord, my goodness, what would you do? Where could we go but to the Lord? Amen. A place that provides shelter or protection, that's what we need constantly in the Spirit. Sometimes we need that physically, but we need that at all times, spiritually, emotionally, mentally. It's a place of resort for help in the time of trouble or difficulty. God is faithful. Deuteronomy 7 and 9 states, "Know therefore that the Lord your God, He is God, the faithful God." 1 Thessalonians says, "Faithful is He who calls you, and He also will bring it to pass." When you think of the many qualities and characteristics of the nature of our God, for my heart, I think perhaps one of the most touching, the most meaningful personally to me is God's faithfulness. When circumstances, when loved ones, friends, when people turn against you, there is no one that is constant, as kind, as loving, as helpful as our Lord. He is faithful. There's one that sticketh closer than a brother, and His name is Jesus. The testimony of the writers of both the Old and the New Testaments, under the power of the Holy Spirit, abound with a single theme, and that is the faithfulness of God. Even when God's people are unfaithful to Him, He remains faithful. That is His very nature. He doesn't change. Our God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And in the tribulation that we go through in this world, our hope and our victory over sin and battles is the perfect faithfulness of God to us. We overcome because of the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, Revelation 12:11. And that covenant that Jesus, that new covenant that Jesus made in His blood, it is irrevocable. He will not change what He has done. It was sealed in the very blood of the innocent Lamb of God. And as we look in the pages of Scripture, it was God's faithfulness that brought courage to the heart of Jeremiah, when his strength and hope seemed to wither from before the Lord. He was called the weeping prophet because no matter how many times he would warn the people of God, they chose to listen to the false prophets, those who claimed peace and security and safety. And his was the contradictory voice. Nobody wanted to hear what he had to say, even though he was speaking in the name of the Lord. And so when he was rejected, when he was imprisoned, when he was put down in that miry cistern, it was the Lord who was his strength and hope, and it was God's faithfulness to him that brought him out. And it was a constant reminder of his past faithfulness to Israel that caused the shepherd of Israel, the sweet psalmist of Israel, David, to once more walk in the light of his countenance. When you're going back to the account now of the New Testament, the various miracles that God performed, if the disciples had remembered the miracle of the loaves and fishes, their hearts would not have been so gripped by fearful unbelief when those terrible storm winds threatened to destroy them. And beloved, it is by his continued faithfulness that he will meet your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. That's what it says in Philippians 4:19. And in Philippians 1:6, he declares in his word, being confident of this very thing, Paul wrote, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. God is faithful to all the many needs that we have. First of all, let me share a passage that references his faithfulness in our material needs. These are the words of Jesus. In Luke 12:29-30, he said, and do not seek what you shall eat and what you shall drink, and do not keep worrying, for all these things the nations of the world eagerly seek. But your Father knows that you need these things, but seek for his kingdom, and these things shall be added to you. The believer's needs are not all of a spiritual nature, nor are they entirely material or natural. There are many things we need. But Jesus said if we seek his kingdom first and his righteousness, if we put him first, then our Father delights to show his great faithfulness to us. He especially delights in doing exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ask or think. When we look at the life of the prophet Elijah, well, he was a man that was mightily used of God. Yet we see that he had his downtimes. He slept under a juniper tree once, worn out, discouraged, fearful, and yet the faithful God would not let his servant go hungry because of his unfaithfulness, but he sent an angel to bake him a cake and set a cruse of water at his head. And the scriptures tell us that he went 40 days and 40 nights in the strength of that ministry from the Lord to him personally. Another time in his life, the faithful God sent ravens morning and evening through the long exile that he had at the brook Cherith when the land was suffering drought, because he spoke the word of the Lord to Ahab that it would not rain except at his word. And the ravens brought bread and meat for the hungry servant, providing for him. And then, of course, as the brook went dry, he no longer had water, then the faithful God commanded a widow to take the very last handful of meal in her barrel and the little oil she had remaining in her cruse and bake Elijah a cake. And she, of course, she did this wondering where she was going to get the next meal for her son and for herself, because she had nothing else. But the hand of the faithful God touched the meal barrel and the cruse of oil, so it failed not until the Lord God brought rain upon the land. God had another woman prepare a special prophet's chamber for Elijah's successor, Elijah, to meet his needs. Israel wandered 40 years in the wilderness of sin because of their unbelief. Yet the faithful God fed them. He gave them water out of the rock. He took care of them so that their clothes and shoes never got old during that time. That's what Deuteronomy 29:5, Moses declared, "And I have led you 40 years in the wilderness. Your clothes are not waxen old upon you, and thy shoe is not waxen old upon thy foot." This is the kind of God that we serve, a God who loves and cares for his people. Praise God. And not only is he faithful to our material needs, but also our spiritual needs. It is good to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praise to his name, because he is a God who will be true and he will be faithful, and he will bless us in times when we feel weak and we're under tremendous strain and the dark shadows of battle crowd in on us, and we see him magnifying and demonstrating his exceeding great faithfulness to us. Jesus, who was our example, he had his Gethsemane and his Calvary, and he was resurrected by his Father. And we, of course, would not have salvation without Jesus' death and resurrection. His blood was shed so that all of our sins could be washed clean from our lives. He is faithful in our spiritual needs. Praise God. Well, there's more to share, but I see my time is drawing to a close, and with the Lord's help, we'll conclude this on tomorrow's broadcast. The faithfulness of our God. Oh, brother and sister, he loves you so much. He wants you to trust him. When things look dark, you know, it's easy to praise God when the sun is shining bright and everything's going right, but it's another thing to give thanks to the Lord when things are very difficult. And yet, he does say, render that sacrifice of praise. It's the greatest and most perfect and beautiful expression of faith. Praise God. Well, I'm going to bring this broadcast to a close, and I invite you to write. The announcer will give our contact information. Know that I love you and pray for you every day. Thank you so much for listening and joining me. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.